a lot of times when the people suffer from stroke, the real challenge that they face is when they return home, because a lot of them are left with residual disabilities. And some we have found that they haven't gone through any rehabilitation program in the hospital. So they may be left at home and the family just don't know what to do. We will be using the money to hire an occupational therapist and therapy assistants to do home visits.
So with these occupation therapists, what do they do? How do they help the stroke victims?
Our occupational therapists will do a detailed assessment, and it's a very detailed one-to-one assessment to see what their problems are, and then we'll try to help them to tackle the problems. To give a few examples, if they have a problem with their muscle strength or a range of motion of their limbs, then we would help them to do muscle re-education, but at the same time teaching the family and the client themselves how to do it so that they can be doing their own therapy every day at home. Some of them are left with what we call aphasia, which is a problem expressing themselves. So they totally understand, you know, the environment and everything, but they have difficulty expressing themselves. So our therapists may be doing facilitation techniques to help to stimulate the nerves and the muscles so that it would have the possibility of regenerating by themselves, and also teaching them how to, the family and the client, how to do those techniques themselves, which is very important because you're practicing it on a 24-hour basis rather than just one session in occupational therapy department. And that's why we find that home visits are so important, because that's their real environment. The hospital is not the real environment.